Oh, my sweet pet. I do hope this message finds you well. I know you were busy this morning and rushing to where you needed to go. But I want you to know that, well, I am quite proud of you. You have been such a good kitten for me. Such a very good kitten recently. Indeed, you've been doing your very best, and it shows. All the tasks I've given you, even the ones you don't like and don't find very sexy, you still give them your all, and I see that. And I know sometimes the tasks can be a bit difficult. I mean, getting enough sleep is never easy. Not with all the things my sweet pet needs to do in their day-to-day. Now is it? But still, you've been trying. And I love you so much for that. I love to know that my sweet kitten is being taken care of. Especially when I cannot be present to take care of you myself. So tell me, have you stayed hydrated today, my love? I'm sorry. Even in a voicemail, my concern for you just seems to overspill. But I do want you to be okay. Or... no, more than that, I wish for your happiness, and I know that we've struggled with that as well. Anxiety and stress are ever ready to seize onto our moods, and it seems the only thing that keeps it at bay is knowing that at the end of the day, I can pull you into our bed. And wrap my arms around you and tell you exactly just how much I love you and how much you mean to me as you listen to my heartbeat before slowly drifting off. Feeling your head on my chest, the weight of you against me always feels so good. Always makes me feel like all is right with the world. But after all of this time, I'm starting to think that's just the sort of effect that being with you has on me. Yeah, as much as I'm your comfort, oh, sweetheart, you are mine too. I love curling up with you and running my fingers through your hair, telling you how proud I am of you. And make no mistake, I am always proud of you. And I do hope you know that. There's never a day that I don't want to brag to everyone that you are mine. You are my pet, you are my sweet kitten, and you are my love. You know, I feel quite lucky with that fact. I'm lucky to have you, to know you, and to keep you by my side. Your loyalty and your submission, your trust. All of these things I've earned by showing you my own merit. These treasures are so sacred to me, and I love you ever more for making yourself so vulnerable to me. Your soul is so beautiful and I fall in love with it all over again, each and every day. And still, while my feelings for you are proud and bold, I can't say they are completely innocent. Oh no, being so pleased with you has spurred on other feelings, naughtier, more lustful feelings. And so we come to the reason I wanted to leave you this voicemail, my pet. I wanted you to listen to this on your way to work because, well, to be quite honest, you have put me in quite the state recently. Yes, I've thought about you quite a lot since we've been apart. On the ride to work, at the office, in meetings. Ah, oh, indeed. I've daydreamed of you quite a bit. But you have been such a good kitten recently, tending to the house while I'm away. You've been putting away the dishes, the trash is taken out, my lunch is always made the night before. Yes. And honestly, I have thoroughly enjoyed the way you lick away the stress of a long day each and every night in our bed. Oh, that tongue. Oh, it's especially devilish. And the whimpers you make with your head just buried between my thighs. Even now, I find myself aching to feel you here. Yes, you have done so well, kitten. You have been such a good pet, and good pets deserve their rewards. It's still a bit selfish of me, though. This is about my pleasure, after all. My pleasure and your service to give it to me. Yes. So, for the rest of the day, I want you to know exactly what I'm going to do to you when I get home. I want you to listen to this now as you go about your day, doing all the things you know will please your mistress. Now, I know you're on the way to work, or by now you're already there. So I imagine you're surrounded by people. People who don't know you. Or maybe they do. And I imagine after all this praise, you might have a cute blush on those adorable cheeks of yours. Though, I imagine it's nothing you can't handle. Right? Yes. Listening to this audio while out and about, I picture you wearing your deadpan face, maybe a slight flick of an eyebrow now and again, or maybe a small tug of a smile at the corner of your mouth. God, you're so fucking cute. But, sweetheart, as I've told you, these thoughts of you have put me in quite a state, and my pleasure is paramount, and all I've been able to do Just think about that beautiful body of yours. Oh, yes. God, I need you. I want to taste you. No, I bet your eyebrow twitched at that, didn't it? My stoic little pet. Oh, maybe you felt a bit of heat between your own thighs. Oh, God. Now I wish you were here. I want you naked, lying before me, eyes closed as I caress your cheek, telling you how much I love you. Oh, God. And I do love you, my pet. Oh, I love you. And I love that body of yours. Oh, you are precious. You are beautiful. And you are decadent. Oh, even now, my own body aches to connect with yours. Oh, I want to explore your body, pet. Oh, letting my hands roam down your neck and across your collarbone. Oh, slowly and so very sweetly. I love watching those muscles flex as I graze my nails along your shoulder. Oh, yes. Yes, you've been such a good pet for me. Oh, I could not be more proud to call you mine. Oh, yes. The way your body shudders when I speak to you, the goosebumps along your arms, your adorable and sweet belly. Oh, I want to kiss it. Oh, I love every bit of you. Even the parts I know you find difficult to love yourself. In fact, I think I love those parts the most. I love you. Not because each part is perfect, but every part of you is perfect because I love you. Oh, and you know what? I especially love this part just down here, right between those legs. Oh, and I know what you're thinking. And I know receiving pleasure can feel a little selfish for you. But you should know the pleasure you feel is in service to me. It pleases me to play with this body of yours. To elicit those soft sighs and those sweet moans. Oh, yes. Oh, it makes your mistress quite wet. It makes her want to take you in her mouth to lick and suck at the sweetest parts of you. Oh, I love you, sweetheart. I love you more than I will ever be able to tell you. But I can show you, can't I? I can show you with my body and with my actions, my warm hands. Oh. Soft lips and very wet tongue. I can play with you, especially the parts of you that are exquisitely delicious. Yes, I love tasting you. Won't you let me? Won't you? Yes, you'll let your mistress do what she likes with you. Now say it. Say yes. Yes, I know you're in public. Whisper it. Mouth the words. Oh, that's my good pet. Indeed. Your trust in me is not overlooked. When you get home tonight, I'm going to take you. I'm going to take your pleasure for my own. Hearing you get so worked up, even now. Oh, sweetheart, my mind grows fuzzy. Oh, the daily tasks I've set to do, they fade into the background. Oh, yes, all I can hear is those sweet cries you make, begging for more. Oh, yes, and I know sometimes you struggle to accept the pleasure. Oh, I know sometimes. It can take a bit of persuasion. Because I know, sweetheart. I know you said you're a giver. And it often feels like that's your role. And that. Oh, that, my sweet pet, is the exact reason I am going to pin you beneath me. And make you take the pleasure. Make you take the pleasure I give you. Because even while you moan, oh baby, I feed on that lust. That delicious abandonment of what you should do and should feel. Oh, I love when you throw caution to the wind and your body begins to move on its own. Oh, yes. And your hips begin to roll, my face buried between your thighs as you whisper and beg for more. Oh, yes. No. Oh, and of course. Of course I'll give it to you. My hands groping that ass, pulling you closer as I lick and flick my tongue, tasting your ecstasy, tasting your need. Oh, yes. Oh, the sharp gasps, the shuddering breaths. Oh, sweetheart, the utter please, as your hands run through my hair. Oh, you are my pet, my good kitten, and I love you so much. Oh, yes. Oh, my greatest joy is to see you released from your inhibitions, bearing your needs and desires to me. Yes, your whispered words of love and lust. Oh, just washing over me as I lap and suck hungrily at your juices. Your toes curling as your body. Your body begins to stiffen, the waves of pleasure mounting higher. God, higher still. Fuck, I want it. Oh, you know I want it. And I know that you'll give it to me. You'll let me use that delicious body, won't you? Yes, of course. course you will, because you're my good kitten. You trust me to take you to a place that's secret and well hidden away from the world. This vulnerable side of you. Oh, sweetheart, it's so goddamn beautiful. Oh, so wonderful. And it's my honor to not only lead you to that edge, but to take you over it. Oh, yes. Oh, to fall with you into that ecstasy, that undeniable pleasure. Oh, I want to take you there now, my love. Tell me, are you breathing a bit heavier? I do hope those around you haven't noticed. They might think something's wrong, when really, there's just something quite right. Yes, I wonder, is there a certain heat building between those thighs? I think it's quite lewd, you getting so hot and bothered in public like this. You are such a naughty thing, getting turned on away from me like this. Yes, in front of all these people, too. Sure, they're supposedly none the wiser, but you, my sweet kitten, you know exactly what lewd thoughts are racing through that beautiful head of yours. Such a dirty little slut. My dirty little slut. Oh, I love it. The deep breath you take as you recompose yourself. Oh, you are so damn cute. It's hard not to just come take you on my lunch break. Oh, but that's the point of this voicemail, isn't it? You love the build-up. You love the excitement. You love knowing what's in store for you when you get home. So, I want you to spend the day thinking about tonight and all the things I want to do to you. All of your holes being taken. All of your pleasure being lapped up and swallowed down. Oh, God. You are going to taste so good. Well, my lunch is almost over, sweetheart. So, I'll see you tonight. I love you, kitten. And I'll see you soon.